This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so how is Cyber Monday going for everybody? I don't really get all this, you know, hype about spending all this money. We have plenty of days till Christmas to shop, honestly. I do get the Hanukkah comes up really early. But most of us who celebrate Hanukkah, I mean, we kind of forget when it comes because it changes every year. And so we could still give our presents even if it's not on Hanukkah. I mean, if we forget, you know, and it's like January 7th, we'll still do our presents. I mean, it's presents. So we had, Black Friday. Then we had Small Business Saturday. We have Cyber Monday. And then I think what ends up happening is for Tuesday, it's called Tapped Out Tuesday. For Wednesday, it's Wiped Out Wednesday. And maybe for Thursday, it's throw your maxed card out on Thursday. So I think it's a lot of hype, but here's my thing. I really dig the whole, you know, let's all get into the festive season and let's go shopping and buy gifts because I would rather people do that than be at their throat. Here's my problem. All right. I just don't see the deals. You know, I'm being told here, so here, I'm looking at USA Today. These are the most amazing Cyber Monday 2018 deals. Now, they say like an Apple iPad is $250 on Jet. Wasn't an Apple iPad always $250? Or is that cheaper? A Fitbit Charge 3 fitness tracker is now $119.95 on Amazon. I thought most Fitbits were $100 anyway. There's a large 55-inch LG C8 OLED 4K TV that you could get for $1,696. They say it's the best TV of the year. I thought most TVs, like fancy TVs, are about $1,500. Now, they're claiming on USA Today that it usually goes for $2,200, but it's been dropping a little. So, I mean, you guys may know more than I. If you guys think these are really good deals, then go for it. An Amazon Echo Dot is $24. Now, I think they usually run $50, so that's okay. The Ancestry DNA is $49. I found out that usually that runs about $69. So you're saving $20. Everybody says it's $100, but I've seen it priced out for $69. So you're saving a little money. Amazon Basics Vault Case for Nintendo Switch. If any of you know what the hell that is, then maybe you'll like the deal. Me, it's $17. I don't really need a vault case or a Nintendo Switch. I can, you know, do it myself. You have a lot of Audio-Technica stuff. You got over-ear headphones for $179. Apparently, that's the lowest price of the year. You have over-ear headphones, the M40 Max at $79. And the funny thing is I'm looking at a lot of these, like Beats. Beats, I think, are roughly $200-$300. But apparently they have these wireless headphones that they're selling for $189. So maybe some of you guys can enjoy those deals. For me, that's still a lot of money. Here's my issue with all these new Beats and headphones and things like that. Trust me. In my studio, I like good equipment. Okay? And so I will buy equipment that, yes, it does sound like it. I have good equipment. Leave me alone. So I'll get good equipment for the studio. But for me to listen to Justin Bieber or Meghan Trainor or Beyonce and spend $200-$300 for headphones, I think that's kind of a waste of money. I could sit in my car and be just fine. And I think the reason why I'm so ticked off is I remember when I had a Walkman. Back in the 1980s, yes, I still live in the 80s. Back in the 1980s, I bought a Walkman. And the Walkman was $19.99. And that was a lot of money in the 80s for somebody like me. That was a lot of money. And those earphones had the little foam, right? They had these wires underneath. And you would put them on the outside of your head and you would look really, really cool. And it was like the thing to do. But spending $19.99 was a lot for me. I'm not going to sit here and spend $300. Now, if you told me that I wouldn't go deaf because of all the loud music, that these headphones prevent me from going deaf, I might think about it. But I'm going to go deaf anyway because I can't hear that well. And I blast that music on and then I want to sing to it. And then I don't like my singing, so I sing it, so I blast it louder, and I'm like, ah! And so it's just not going to work for me. So apparently there's a lot of, you could go to USA Today, there's a lot of cyber deals. If you are thinking about buying somebody something, I could sure use some Christmas gifts. I really could. I just think that your radio host is some of the most underappreciated people out there. You listen to us. You quote us, you make our jokes your own, and then do you really buy us a gift? Now, let me give you a quick movie review. I saw Creed 2, okay? Now, I don't know if you guys know this. It's like the equivalent of what, Rocky 8? Okay, so Rocky movie, basically what Creed is, you got for those of you that really love the Rockies and live in the 80s like I still do, Creed is the son of Apollo Creed. And he is fighting Drago. Remember Rocky IV, the big blonde sexy guy? Creed is fighting his son. Now, when you watch it, it's almost like you're watching Rocky III all over again. So I took my kids, and my kids are like, wait a second, is that Miss Huxtable? Yeah, Miss Huxtable's in there, and she looks nothing like, you know, whoever was in Rocky IV. But that's neither here nor there. If you go and see Rocky VIII, which is Creed 2, or is it Rocky 7, whatever it is. I want you guys to take a look at the moles on Drago's back. I think two of them look like melanoma. I'm serious. And if any of you know the star, tell him he's got to get those biopsies. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOG-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You got to forgive me. I have torticollis. And I, no. Spanx handles that. No. This is torticollis. This is my neck. I have a real stiff neck. Started yesterday. I was fine. I just lying there in bed. It was good. All right. And I guess my pillow, which really sucks, I mean, my personal pillow sucks. I do have a my pillow. I'm not sure if that was it or not. But I'm lying there, and the dog, you know, wants to kind of wake me up. And I was sleeping in. It was a Sunday. Football didn't start till 10. It was like 9:15. I never get to sleep in. So I'm like, all right. So the dog likes to take her little nose and stick it up my nose, and then do licky lips, you know, and just try to wake me up. Well, I don't like her licking my mouth. I just don't, because I know where her mouth has been. So I quickly move, and I guess my cervical vertebrae subluxed just a touch, where all of a sudden I go into immediate spasm in my neck. It's called torticollis, or some people call it wry neck. And it sucks because I'm trying to watch football and yell and scream. I did really good yesterday. I forgot to put money on the Chargers. The spread was like 13. I was like, are you kidding me? But I should have. But, you know, Patriots won. Happy about that. Eagles won, but they didn't cover the spread. Ravens won. Vikings won. I was a happy girl. Except I couldn't move my neck. Same thing. Like right now, I can't move my neck. So if there's a story that's going to pop up to my right, you guys aren't going to get it. I could only look to my left, which is a big problem because when I drive, I have to turn right a couple times. This is what I did when I drove today. So when I drove today, since I could only turn to the left, what I did is I went all the way around the city going left. So all I had to do was turn left. Now, when I go to the university after my show, I just have to make two right turns. But I think I could do it by a bunch of lefts. So I'm really in a lot of pain. Yeah, so I tried. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm married to a chiropractor. You guys know I'm married to Corey. He's got amazing hands. And I mean, for chiropractic, that is, okay? And so the problem is I was in so much spasm, I was like, don't touch me, it hurts, don't touch me, don't touch me, it hurts, it hurts. So he's like, please. And so, you know, he's like, you know, we still have the in-laws over. So he just decided to go and deal with the in-laws. And I'm like, leave me alone. Okay? I'm an MD. I have pharmaceuticals that'll handle it. Right? Pharmaceuticals didn't touch it. So now it's 4 or 5 o'clock. I'm like, where's my hubby? I need his hands. And I guess the reason why is I was so afraid that when I was in pain to have him touch it. But what do chiropractors or people that do osteopathic manipulation, like DOs, doctors of osteopathy, do? Well, there's a variety of techniques they could do. They could do traction. They could do stretching exercises. They could do something called myofascial release. And I realized, and again, I'm an MD, and I'm very proud of being an MD, but here's another instance in my life where I was so, like, useless to what my condition was that I just kind of wish I had a little bit more training than that. So now my husband comes home, and you can see he's like, she's going to beg. She's going to beg. I'm like, no, 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 that'll be on the anniversary. But I go, but for my neck, yes, can you help me? And so he did some stretches. Some massage really, really works. Massage of the neck. I like standing under a hot shower. The problem is when you get your hair done, hot showers kind of ruin the hair. Do any of you guys use a shower cap? I used to always have to wear shower caps. My mom would say, put your shower cap on. I'm like, well, aren't we supposed to wash our hair every day? She's like, no, I don't have time to deal with the tingles. Put a shower cap on. So we have these real stupid-looking shower caps. Now, we don't use shower caps because we kind of wash our hair every day, which kind of is bad. You really should go back to the shower cap thing because you need to preserve some of the oils on your thing. But here's my problem. The reason why I don't want to wear a shower cap is I've seen part of the movie Psycho, and I've seen enough horror movies where if bad things happen to you, you're naked in the shower. I want to look good. And so usually when I go into the shower, I'm either in a bathing suit, I swear, or if I'm naked, I make sure, look, this is serious. We're talking about torticollis. I'm teaching you guys something. I make sure that at least I look good because in case first responders have to come and I'm lying in the shower, I look kind of good. It's just something you have to think about. Like, how many of you have ever gotten dizzy while sitting on the toilet? You push, you start getting dizzy. That scares me. I do not want to pass out or die on a toilet seat. Now, what I do, because again, I'm worried about first responders and what they'll see, is I will do a courtesy flushes. Okay. I think the courtesy flush, and that's not just for, you know, being at a work bathroom. You should do a courtesy flush just in case first responders have to make it to your house. But I also want to make sure that the place always smells. I don't want to be found and the toilet be full of poop. So I will flush just to make sure it's empty. And then I have some bathroom spray. So I'll be playing Candy Crush in the toilet. Is this too much information? I'll be playing Candy Crush in the bathroom. Oh, come on. We all do it. We all play our video games in the toilet. But if I lose a game, I'll stop and just spray the bathroom, even if it doesn't stink, because I just want to make sure that it just smells. I want people to go if they ever, you know, see me or whatever, if they ever, you know, go, you know, oh, my gosh, she's like really has a really nice, you know, smelling bathroom, a nice smelling house. It's just something. You know, we kind of think about it a lot. We think about, you know, how people are going to talk about us or discuss us after we leave, you know? You know, do you guys ever imagine your funeral? It's not something that we, in fact, it's kind of I think in my religion, we're not supposed to, it's called giving in a Kanahara. So you always say, God forbid, and you go, please, you know, but I gotta be honest with you. I do think about what people would say. And I was actually thinking of giving my husband kind of a playbook, kind of a, script on what I want him to say. Because I'm really, really worried. I think, God forbid, anything happens to me. I think my kids and my husband, one, they're not going to say anything, right? Or B, they're going to be like, yeah, you know, she would make us laugh, you know, because she'd sing off key. I'm like, oh, no. You change that to, I didn't realize what an amazing singer was, and she kept that to herself, and you all never heard her sing. Okay, you see, you changed that. You know, well, you know, Dahlia was always so jolly, and, you know, no. My wife was a size 2. Okay, I mean, there's a lot of things I think I need to proofread. And I love my husband, but he really needs, like, a lot of spell check and thesaurus-type work on his speeches. But I really worry that people will say, you know, the wrong thing. You know, or somebody who, you know, mistook my flirtations as overtures will go, you know, Dahlia and I really had a connection, and I could tell that she loved me. And then somebody's going to say that at the funeral, they're going to be like, oh, my gosh, she cheated. No, I didn't. I didn't. This person misinterpreted, right, that I looked at him. I get, you know, eyelashes in my eye. I'm not batting my eyes. I love my husband. So I really think, and I really think my funeral, God forbid, could possibly be the biggest free-for-all and the biggest chaotic mess that I really think I have a right to streamline it, to choreograph it, to script it out for everybody. I know what music I want to play. I know what alcohol I want served. I know what I want the cake to look like. Why not? Do people do that? I don't think a lot of people do that. When we come back from break, I guess, scientists are looking at what happens after death. And we have people that come back and they tell us what they saw. And we're going to be talking about that. But really quickly here, for those of you guys who wake up with stiff necks, one is you really got to get a good pillow. And some of these pillows, they claim they're really, really good. But if it just doesn't fit with your neck, it's going to click out of place. And so you really need your chiropractor or your osteopathic doctor or your MD to look at your pillow and make sure it's not going to mess up your neck. And next, get rid of the dog who's in your bed sticking her nose up your nose. Because that's what caused my neck pain, my torticollis. And yeah, some muscle relaxants and some ibuprofen work too. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. General Motors says it's slashing 15% of its North American workforce, putting out a plan to lay off nearly 15,000 workers, more than half of them white-collar employees. Up to five of their plants could be shut down. The company is trying to restructure to save money, $6 billion by the company's estimate by the end of 2019. The automaker says it's part of an effort to transform for the future of the industry. A snowstorm packing blizzard-like conditions has caused big travel worries in the Midwest. About 1,000 flights have been canceled and twice that amount delayed. This man has been driving in Aurora, Illinois.
It's been very slippery, a lot of snow, a lot of driving cautiously as you go through it, so take your time, you'll need it.
Part of the East is getting heavy rain from the big storm system. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's new research that is saying we actually know when we die, or we as people know, because our brains keep working after the heart stops. Top medical experts, they say, have kind of, you know, tried to deduce when you actually die. Is it when the heart stops, etc.? But there's been a lot of anecdotal evidence of bright lights and flashes reported by people who come back. This new study suggests that our consciousness carries on functioning after our heart stops beating and our body movements fail. And they say you are essentially trapped inside your dead body with your brain still working, if only for a short time. So we know that the cohort or the group of people that can tell us, right, and clue us in as to what happens are those that undergo cardiac arrest, where their heart stops beating, but they're brought back to life. Some say, well, they never really officially died. All right. And I could buy that because to me, dead is permanent. But other people say, well, no, officially they're dead. And there's that little window. And their heart stops beating, so they technically die. We may bring them back to life. And so whatever happens in that little window may be then reportable when they wake back up. But for those of us who believe death is when the soul leaves our body, that also can kind of, you know, cause some conflicting opinions on when this happens. But they say there is evidence to suggest that the deceased may even hear themselves being pronounced dead by doctors. Dr. Sam Parnia studied consciousness after death and examining cardiac arrest cases in Europe and the U.S. He says people in the first phase of death may still experience some form of consciousness. They say the expert ventured that people who have survived cardiac arrest later accurately described what was happening around them after their heart stopped beating. He said they'll describe watching doctors and nurses working. They'll describe the having awareness of full conversations and visual things that were going on that would otherwise not be known to them. And scientifically, this is something that you really can quantitate. So if, let's say you did a code and person, you know, coded. Usually what happens in a code is we try all, as long as you don't have a DNR, a do not resuscitate, we will try all sort of measures to restart the heart or to keep the heart pumping blood, oxygen, etc. So we'll do forms of CPR, we'll do form of advanced cardiac life support. There's a whole variety of things that we do, okay? Epinephrine, synchronization, where we use the paddles. So there's a whole variety of things. Well, when we call it, and usually it's after an extended period of time, we'll say, all right, let's call it time of death. Now, somebody could say, yeah, I heard you say call it. Okay, you could be like, well, that's kind of in your, you know. But if they go, yeah, we heard you say 1504, that could be some pretty damning proof that they were picking up on what was going on when you called it. Now, somebody could say, wait a second. Well, if they're calling it, then how are they reviving you? So, you know, maybe they won't hear that. But if they say, let's say you do get them revived or whatever, you know, because somebody will jump in the room and start hitting the heart and then all of a sudden they'll wake up and, you know, it sometimes happens in the movies. So let's say you're reviving somebody and you go, okay, give me a gram of an amp of Epi. I want you to bag them for another five cycles, whatever. If they go, yeah, I heard you say you wanted to bag them for another five cycles. That's some proof there. So, according to this study, they were examining what happens to the brain after a person goes into cardiac arrest and how long the consciousness continues. Why? Because they want to improve the quality of resuscitation and prevent brain injuries while restarting the heart. I never saw flatliners. I need to. So, you know, there's been people saying, gosh, there's been stories of people saying that they saw the light, that they saw Jesus, that they, I mean, there, it's you have all these accounts of what people see, and I believe them. I really believe them because, you know, people say, well, you know, this it's all because of what the movies do. And you know, I don't know. I really believe, and this is hard as a doctor, you know, to say this because we're very, very scientific. But the more science I see, the more I think there's a higher power. It's kind of counterintuitive, but, you know, science works pretty damn good, and it's pretty mathematical, and I know a lot of math, and I know a lot of science. But there are some things that science and math just can't explain. And that's where I say God or nature steps in. And there are just some things that just don't, you just can't explain it. And so, you know, do I feel there's life after death? Do I feel the soul, the soul, can haunt you or can help you? Do I feel there's angels? Do I feel, as a doctor, this isn't something that, a board certified, fellow of the specialty they're boarded in, sits here and talks about. But man, when I've had patients that pray, I've seen the power of prayer. And I've seen it more powerful than some medicines. And you're not supposed to be, as a doctor, saying that because you don't want somebody to go, oh, okay, well, I'll skip the medicine and I'll pray instead. No. I mean, you still need to take your medicine. God forbid you have cancer. I'm still going to recommend an oncologist, and you getting the cancer either surgically removed or undergoing chemo or radiation. I mean, absolutely. But, seeing the power of prayer, And even if it's not your religion, I don't know. I just have to say that I really believe that there's, maybe I don't have it at 100% accuracy what we're supposed to believe in. My kids always ask that. There's this idea of the Jews are the chosen ones. Yet in the Bible, those people that flourished were the ones God loved, right? And if God was unhappy with you, you didn't really exist, which is why we don't have the Amalekites or the Hittites or the Philistines anymore. But you look at all of our religions that are flourishing and doing so well that you just kind of start to go, we don't judge God and we don't try to question him. And number two is, maybe we're not all 100% correct and how we worship and what our religion is, but we're on obviously the right track. And so we just keep doing it. Now, I get asked all the time, why the Holocaust? I don't know. The Holocaust killed millions of Jews and Christians and people of so many ethnicities. And I don't know. And I can't explain that. I don't know. I can't explain wildfires. I can't explain tsunamis. I can't explain why my television works. And I think you guys have kind of come to realize I'm like the worst person to ask anything really philosophical, okay? Don't ask me anything that requires any amount of intelligence, deep thought, artistry, creativity, even math. Just don't go there. I don't even quote Shakespeare correctly. But what I think life and science is about is there's something that works. And as long as you kind of roll with that energy, things seem to go well. And things will always go wrong. Things will all get better. Things will go bad. But it's the idea of there's not just one way or one explanation for something. And when you kind of believe that, everything just starts to make a little bit more sense. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required.
so much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Make the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, as like I said, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, I'm repeating myself. Pretty bad snow-like conditions are probably keeping a lot of your coworkers out of work today. Everybody was supposed to be back the day after a holiday weekend. Blizzard-like conditions has led to travel chaos. They say a winter storm packing heavy snow and high winds have been disrupting flight and snarling highways across a swath of the Midwest as everybody tried to return back to work this holiday weekend. They say blizzard and near blizzard conditions were roaring through the region from Chicago to Kansas. Chicago, they say, could get a foot of snow before the weather eases up. They say other hard-hit areas are seeing anywhere from 6 to 18 inches. According to Mayor Rahm Emanuel, he said, as a city, we are used to snow, but this is our first of the season. The storm also brings unpredictability with storm winds and dropping temperatures. Apparently, 200,000 homes and businesses in Illinois were without power on Monday, including 50,000 in Michigan and Indiana. Parts of Illinois experienced whiteout conditions, 50-mile-per-hour gusts, and up to 2 inches of snow per hour. They say the National Weather Service warned of dangerous travel conditions, but said the storm would loosen its grip. Apparently, 2,000 flights had been canceled Sunday and Monday. Chicago's O'Hare International Airport was the hardest hit. Kansas City, Milwaukee, Omaha, Des Moines, lots of places had canceled and delayed flights. So, the weather did allow many airlines, many airlines did offer to waive change fees. They better have. That would stink. See, this is one reason. Okay, I'm not going to feel sorry for the airlines, but this is why airlines charge so much, because they kind of lose money during these storms. To have to cancel a flight and then slow down on adding new flights because they have to shuffle everybody else around. See, just don't overbook a flight. But now the flights are all overbooked. When they lose a flight, they kind of lose money. And so when they lose a lot of flights, they lose a lot of money. And then people say, well, next year I'm not traveling during the holidays. So, you know, what do? They get you when the timing's good. So a lot of snow. Snow dropped about 10 inches in parts of Idaho and Wyoming on Saturday night. Jackson, Wyoming got 9 inches. My friend who lives near Salt Lake, she had a crap load of snow in her backyard. It looked really, really good. I almost thought she was in Canada. It looked so good. So, unfortunately, though, not good for a lot of people, Kansas Governor Jeff Collier had to declare a statewide disaster emergency. Part of the Interstate 70 was closed in the state. Our interstate appeared to be closed down, but it wasn't. We had a bunch of people leaving the holiday weekend. I heard that we had like 20 miles of backed up bumper-to-bumper traffic of people leaving. You see, honestly, if you guys really want to beat the traffic, what you do for Thanksgiving is travel on Thanksgiving Day and leave on Saturday. I just think a 2-day trip is enough with the family, and then you don't have to deal with all the BS. So, more snow planned for New England. They say a foot or more in northern New Hampshire and Maine. Temperatures are supposed to be plummeting in the Ohio Valley and the East Coast. Our network is situated in Minnesota. I got to find out how cold it is over there. Daniel, how cold it is it over there?
No, it's pretty cold.
Yeah, can you guys ice fish yet?
Not yet, no.
Man, all right. Well, I live in Vegas. They say it's going to get really, really cold, which means 62 degrees. So I'm all bundling up, worried about hypothermia. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, the border down south had to be temporarily closed. President Trump had to threaten to shut the U.S. border with Mexico permanently if the migrant caravan was not deported away from our border. He called on Congress to fund the border wall, declaring that the caravan is not coming to the USA. Apparently, migrants threw rocks and bottles that hit U.S. Border Patrol agents on Sunday at the San Ysidro port of entry. Border Patrol Chief Carla Probst told the Fox News Channel that our agents were being assaulted. So what I understand is there was a demonstration, there was a peaceful demonstration, and then a whole bunch of people tried to rush the border. They say U.S. Border Patrol had to fire tear gas canisters or rubber bullets at a group of migrants on Sunday. San Diego Sector Border Control Chief Patrol Agent Rodney Scott said Monday morning on CNN that when the migrants approached border fences, they immediately started throwing rocks and debris at our agents and taunting them. And once our agents were assaulted and the numbers started growing, you know, we had two or three agents at a time facing hundreds of people at a time. They deployed tear gas to protect themselves and protect the border. So Carla Probst is the chief of U.S. Border Control. And she told Fox News Channel this morning that our agents were being assaulted. A large group approached the area. They were throwing rocks and bottles at my men and women, putting them in harm's way, as well as other members of the caravan. So the confrontation produced chaos, new dangers that prompted U.S. officials to close the crossing between Tijuana and San Diego. So that kind of stopped everyone in their tracks, including thousands traveling legally between U.S. and Mexico. And I have to admit, unfortunately, when there's possibly a breach or there is a movement, you know, coming towards your border, they have to. And, you know, it's heartbreaking because, you know, the news is showing pictures of little kids, moms running with little kids. And it's not a very, very safe place right now to start having hundreds and hundreds of people coalesce and line up on a border and people being restless and running out of food and not having a job and getting frustrated. You know, I understand, you know, people wanted to take their kids out of a, you know, violent area. And again, they can't apply for asylum. It's just, unfortunately, the idea of safety in numbers, well, if we come with a caravan, we'll all get in, that doesn't seem to be working. And so the media is capturing these pictures of little kids, you know, trying to flee from tear gas. You know, I wish these parents didn't put these kids in that position, because obviously it's, you know, you have a lot of grown men that are, you know, possibly trying to take advantage of the situation. And these kids are going to be used as figure pieces to pull at the heartstrings. And there could be some dangerous stuff going on. And we're finding out that the majority of the media outlets did not actually take the correct footage of showing these men try to storm the border. Now, mind you, I get it. You're trying to flee from something. I mean, that's why we have a process. Unfortunately, other countries are watching this, and if we're like, oh, yeah, go right ahead, just, you know, everybody come on in, fine by us, then everybody's going to want to come. I mean, America is the best flipping country in the world. I don't blame people for wanting to come. But if we're not healed ourselves yet, and we don't have enough jobs for everybody here, and we're having, you know, housing crises and still certain economy issues and, you know, public education and health care not fixed, how good are we, you know, to other people? True, we may be better than where they're living, but for American standards, we're still not where America wants us to be. And so, you know, I think people on both sides of the aisle do agree that we need a better immigration policy. But if you have people up at our border trying to force themselves in, there's a bunch of men doing that. Unfortunately, it's going to look like, quote unquote, an invasion. So Trump has called for Congress to fund his border wall with Mexico. Of course, the Democrats are counting down the final weeks before they take over the House of Representatives. Trump had tweeted, Mexico should move the flag-waving migrants, many of whom are stone-cold criminals, back to their countries. Do it by plane, do it by bus, do it any way you want, but they are not coming to the USA. So we'll keep you guys posted, but this is not a good situation. This is very, very dangerous for all sides. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.